Let me grab my water. We are truly blessed. We're blessed as a nation. We're blessed as a people. But everything we have cost a price. They always say, if you want to see the cost of freedom, go to the VA hospital. Well, Jesus paid a price. He paid a price for everything. You want to see that price? Look around. People have been delivered from sex addiction, drugs, alcohol, a tormented life, things they had no control over. And now we're watching on a world stage as we're seeing the spirit of Antichrist truly rise up in a massive form. What took place this week, besides our brother falling, Bob collapsing? Yeah.
He's okay.
He's okay. He just needed some oxygen. But we saw a communist jihadist elected to the largest city in the world. Dearborn, Michigan is rising up. They shut down the streets for their prayers. We're seeing Islam rise in this country. I don't care what your thoughts are, they are Antichrist. As a matter of fact, many Muslims who have been saved have said, there's your spirit of Antichrist. There is the power that's going to rise. England is trying to shake themselves now, because they're sick of it. The United States, oh, well, let's just embrace them all. You let a little poison in, you get the whole thing. I'm not against the people. You understand this. I pray that they find Jesus. I truly do. But, and as I say that, I know lots of people even in here and people maybe watching. We'll just rise up and we'll fight them. We'll go toe to toe. If Islam is indeed the actual face of the beast, you're not winning. I know. How can you be a Marine and say we can't win? Because I can read my Bible. There's no scriptures coming up. I've told you before, sometimes you need to make sure you got your Bible with you. Revelation chapter 13, verse 7. And it was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. All who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the Lamb's book of life, of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear to him, let him hear. Do you got ears? I got two. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches, or to the church. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Growing up, I always thought saints were dead people. You know, we got Carmen sang a song and all the saints that had gone on before were there. Well, that starts creating an image of just dead people. The Catholic Church, you can't be a saint unless you're dead. That's not what the New Testament church was saying at all. You're the saints. We're the saints. We're alive and well. Hear what the Spirit was saying. If you lock and load, against the Antichrist, you will die the way you picked. Jesus himself, the night that Peter took a sword and he hit Malchus, the high priest's servant's head, and cut off his ear. Jesus said, he who lives by the sword will die by the sword. I am pro-military. I need you to understand that. I back our military. But I'm here to tell you, as a believer in Jesus Christ, we are not called to rise up as a combat unit. See, what we just did this morning did more than any round coming out of your rifle. Because we have the power and the ability to go before God the Father and pray. But everything in me wants to lock and load. I need you to understand that. That part of me wants, hey, let's go. I'm beginning to understand some things with it. Some of these old guys used to say, why are we sending all of our young blood? Send us, man. Half the stuff ain't working anymore anyhow. Just let us go. Well, that's why we don't get to go. Half the stuff ain't working anymore. But there's that part of me that wants to fight. But I have to go with what my Bible says. That if I'm going to go to war, I'm going to die in that war. I remember hearing conversations growing up when everybody, do you think there'll be an end time secret military force? Well, in every conflict, there always is. You had the resistance in Europe. And subsequently, die. What the Spirit is trying to tell us is we have that power. We have that authority. As believers. And in chapter 14, verse 12, and here's the patience of the saints here. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Keep the commandments of God. Oh, that sounds like you're telling us to obey the law. No, he said, can we keep the commandments of God? What God is saying right now. And by the way, you can never go wrong with the 10. Never. Because they don't actually make you holy. They were trying to have a holiness with all the other ones. Then they started adding their own. Well, we need a commandment that can get us around that commandment. Sounds like Congress. We need something to get us around that. How about we just do what we said? But we're not called to go to war with Islam. The Bible says that if that is indeed the source, they've been given a power, an authority by God. Babylon was given authority over Israel. And yet God took care of Israel. You're going to be here. Go ahead and plant. Go ahead and have your families. Go ahead and do what you need to do. Just a teeny tiny string there. In Hebrews chapter 6, the writer of Hebrews says, and we desire that each one of you, in verse 11, that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. We have examples to look at. Not only here, but look at people around you. Well, I don't want to, I just want to do what I want to do. Yeah, you're selfish. That is the number one indicator that your religion, your faith is about you and not about God. Paul said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. So in other words, just look at the things that you know would be Christ. And if I go off on the high and to the right, don't follow me. Because we all make mistakes. We all have fleshy moments. I told you about the guy in the Dodge truck that decided from across the road he was going to take my lane. I had the right of way. He decided he was going to run over me. They even made faces at me when they drove by. Do you know what that did to me? Some of you know. My right foot wanted to go after them. But the Holy Spirit said, it ain't worth it. As a matter of fact, so much so that when we got up there, we were on the same road, we're three cars behind them. My road went that way. I was like, yes, Lord, I don't need to follow him. We don't need to start anything. And I was on an Indian reservation that it seemed like every other building was a pot shop. I'm going to tell you right now, you know what we did? We gave people license to be bound by things again. Gambling, drugs, that's all we did. That area, there was nothing that says you were now on the res. I didn't know I was on the res until the gas station attendant told me. I was like, wow, why are the gas prices so cheap here? You're on the res. Oh, okay. Is that why I feel oppressed? A mile out of town, totally different. Addictions oppress people. Well, we gave you freedom. No, you didn't. You gave us addictions. But anyhow, and there are those who know that on the res, and they fight it. But the Bible tells us to imitate those who are walking according to faith. Can I tell you a little something? I just read where it says every nation, every tribe, every tongue, right? That's what your Bible said too. How is it we got preachers saying the United States is not there? That we'll be free. We get off scot-free. It's not there. It says every nation, every tongue. I don't want to see my country go that route, but you know what? I know it has to. Because let's just boil it down like this. Only one person has actually died to set me free. There's been veterans who died for our freedom, but only one who died to set me free from eternal damnation. And that's who I serve. I will obey my God over my country. I love this country. It is a great place. It's good to go out and travel and see other countries. But to be honest with you, people don't understand how big the United States is until they get here. I follow this guy from England. His name's Josh. And he loves America. Some of you follow him or know who I'm talking about. He's like, I used to think that Americans were uncultured because they don't travel as much. 40 minutes and we're in France. He said, y'all will drive an hour one way to get something to eat. He said, we're in another country. He said, 6 hours I can drive from one end of England, UK, to the other end. Some of y'all got states, it takes three times that to drive across the state. You don't need to travel. You're in another country. And there are certain places you feel like you're in another country. But what I'm telling you all of this is because here is the patience. Don't let your heart go wild. Well, we're gonna fight. Yeah, that's not what God wanted us to do. We need to fight for the souls of our brothers and sisters. We need to fight for their lives. Jesus is going to return. I don't know when, and I'm not going to try to tell you I know when. I just know if I got to go through something, he's there. Daniel went into a lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went into a fiery furnace. They came out unscathed, all of them. Don't know, don't care. John boiled alive in oil. Man, folks, I cooked something the other day and I splashed that hot grease off up on me and I did a little jig. It hurt. I can't imagine being boiled alive. I can't imagine being Paul, being stoned to death and crawling out from underneath those rocks. Can you? Well, you know, brother, we're the new church. So is he. He wrote most of your New Testament. If you have to live through something, you're going to live. And as this song that I know from a thrash metal Christian group that focuses on being just flat out in your face, that when it comes down to it and you want me to deny Jesus Christ, I will tell you, I want my head chopped off. Can I ask you a question? Can you do that? Can you still stand there in your faith and your confidence when they cut your spouse's head off? Can you? Here's the better question. Will you? We've had this discussion. And I said, I love you. I'll be right behind you. Oh, but we don't need... Do you know how many people today are still planning on the rapture happening before anything happens in their lives? I've told you, I know people that think they're not going to die. They're going to rapture out. That is a false doctrine from the pit of hell. You don't know when you're going to go. I just know God has saved my life so many times, it ain't my time yet. So I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But if it ever comes down to it, and they say, deny Christ or we will behead you. Here, let me. Which way do you want to go? And if it's not my time, that blade is going to break on my neck. That's how it works. It's not my time, that plane ain't crashing. Not my time, that helicopter's not falling into that rice paddy. Not my time, that car's not going to hit me. Not my time, that machine gun that just exploded isn't going to hurt me. Those are all things I've experienced. Not my time, that tree did not kill me. Not my time. And if I got to go through anything towards the end and tell people that Jesus loves them and that they're serving demons, I hate to tell you, some of the church today is serving demons. Because our messages have gotten away from Jesus. They're all about self-help. They can use the Bible. What do you think twisting the doctrines are? When you remove sin and preaching against sin in the body of Christ, what exactly are we preaching? Jesus always just wants to be your best bud. No, he wants to be your savior first. You don't get to know him like that until you make him your savior. And then once you know him as your savior and you realize what he took you from, I know lots and lots of people that claim Jesus. You don't know him like I know him. He took an awful individual. And I don't think I was, I mean, if I were to tell you some of the things that I actually did, you would agree with me. See, it's not that I didn't. I just didn't get caught. That's how good I was. I tell people, I said, aren't you glad I'm a Christian? That I let Jesus Christ turn my life around, because I can get into about anything. And I can get out of about anything. I don't because I don't want to. I don't want to. I have nothing to prove to anybody by stealing. I have nothing to prove by killing anybody. I had that conversation with somebody the other day, and I've preached it here, how I had to forgive somebody, but I was going to kill him physically. And the Holy Spirit told me to leave that knife at home. And he did exactly what I thought he was going to do. And the anger that I had to deal with afterwards. See, God let me have some compassion. I know more about his story, but he refused to repent. He accepted Jesus, but he refused to repent. And he went back. And now he's serving a 30-year prison sentence for attempted murder. By the way, it's not his first time. It was just the one time he got caught that somebody would testify. And that just happened to be his own flesh and blood. See, we live in perilous times. The devil's not our friend. He's not going to, hey, you know, Patrick, you just keep on hanging on with me here. I'm gonna make you a big star. I'm going to make you rich beyond your wildest dreams. How many times do we have to hear people who are successful in our eyes to tell you that money's not worth it, the fame is not worth it? But the body of Christ, we want to be rock stars in everything. Did we forget that Jesus told people, don't go tell anybody I just healed you? Did we forget that? I mean, they didn't listen, did they? What'd they do? They went out and told. Be honest with you, maybe he played a little reverse psychology on them. You tell somebody to tell it and they don't do it. Tell all your friends. The devil is showing his hand. And only people who are going to look in their Bibles and start reading and seeing the things. Quit letting religion dictate to you what the Bible says. You know, one thing I've heard coming up here lately is people are saying we need to start using the Hebrew name of Jesus. And I was talking to a friend of mine, somebody I actually had met earlier, and thanks to Michelle, got reacquainted with him. And he was saying, I'm just so sick and tired of people telling me you can't use the name of Jesus. By the way, Jesus is just a Latin name that was given so we differentiate. Okay? But that's why there's only one Jesus in your Bible. But we know of a couple Joshuas, because his name is Yeshua. And he said, then tell me, why is it I can pray for somebody in the name of Jesus and that demon flees? They get healed. Because that's the Jesus everybody in the spiritual world knows. They don't care about Jesus Martinez playing baseball, if there is one. I know there's a Jesus playing baseball. But we need that name of Jesus. That is what, you know, do you ever notice that if anybody's going to speak the name in vain, they don't say, "Oh, Yeshua, the Holy One." Do they? No. They say, "Jesus Christ. He's the anointed one. He is the Christ." By the way, did you know you're kind of all anointed? But he is the Christ. When you got the Holy Spirit, that's the anointing. But he's the, just like the Ohio State University. There are things that matter, and there's things that don't. The entity we call Satan, his name isn't Satan. That's an Arabic word, Satan. It means enemy. Where are you coming from, my enemy? You're my enemy. He doesn't like you. He doesn't want to see you succeed, see you happy. But he's going to keep getting you to compromise. The name God took away from him was Hillel. That was his name. But you're not going to find that in the King James Bible. You got to know some other books. And then you got to be careful, because there's things we don't understand. People are still trying to say Adam and Eve were about 14 feet tall. No, they weren't. The giants were, because guess how tall an angel is? He's about that tall. By the way, they got four faces. Some of them have eyeballs on their wings. One of these days, God's going to let me do the message and put the pictures up there. Some of y'all go freak out. Some of y'all seen those pictures. It's like, I'm not certain I want to see an angel. They're not the little cute cherubs with playing their little harps and stuff. They're scary. We're going to start seeing more and more. Do not let it faze you. I'm not saying don't pray. I'm saying don't lose your faith. There's a reason why I believe John said, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus." He saw, he knew all this stuff. He's like, "Come quickly for their sake." He died. Here we are. And many of our forefathers in the faith, they would have rejoiced to have seen this time. I encourage you today to follow Jesus Christ, his words, his teachings. And if any man's doctrine takes you away from those words in red, they are false. You can live your life by those. "Well, he was under the law." He was the law. What don't you get? Is and was, were, is. Said and done. He's the law. If you want to overcome, you're going to have to operate in the law of love. There we go. Do not let what's going on shake you. Pray for New York. There's people that have no idea what they just did. Pray for Dearborn. Pray for Washington. Pray for Mount Gilead. Pray for Galleon, for Mansfield, for Columbus. If you ain't been to Columbus lately, folks, there's certain parts that I have to go into that I call Little Nigeria. And they act like it's Africa. Cut you off. And it's not that I mind. I love being in other cultures. I love trying foods from other cultures. My stomach doesn't always agree. But we have got to be the body of Christ, full of faith, full of perseverance. That means you're in it for the long haul. If every other day you're getting knocked down, you do not have endurance. You get knocked down, you get back up. That's just the way it is. In these times, these weeks, these coming years, do not let your faith be shaken because, oh, well, so, brother so-and-so said, this country will never face that. Go tell Minnesota. Go tell Michigan. Go tell New York. Go tell Columbus. We're seeing a push in this country now that we ignored. Said we'd never forget, right? Apparently that is 24 years. That's how long our memory spans are now. Listen, I ain't got nothing against a Muslim man of his faith. But the radical Islam that we've brought in and welcomed, that's bad news. And the sad part with what even every veteran in here knows, in order for me to secure the rights for freedom of speech, I have to give somebody of an opposite opinion the same right, or else it's not freedom. Same thing with religion. I have personal pastor friends of mine that think that every religion should be banned in this country. That's not freedom of religion, and that's not freedom that Jesus Christ offered. That's dictatorship. And that's why I don't think any pastor should ever be the president. Because he's going to try that. No, sorry, that's not what I believe. I don't think so. Do I want my president to be Christian? Absolutely. I believe this one may have said a prayer sometime. There's still things that kind of question. If I'm going to be honest, okay, I can sit up here and say, well, you know, no, I don't wear Trump. I voted for him because there's things that needed to be done. It's time we quit playing. Because I'm going to tell you this little story, and I wish I could remember the guy who was doing it. He was, he has a show on television back in early 2000s, he really started criticizing George Bush. Well, you know, he didn't act on this. 2 days later, he gets called to the White House. He's like, oh man, what did I do? He goes in, they said, you know, you can go into the Oval Office now. He goes in there and he said, there's the president sitting there. Huh? I don't remember who it is. No. Oh, it was Glenn Beck. Yes. Yeah, y'all know him. He said, I get in there, and, well, he let out a line. The president let out a line of expletives that you have no stinking idea what you're talking about. He said, I can't just do this. I can't just do it. I got to play the game. How many of you realized a long time ago, it's a game? Well, here's the thing. Here's what people don't like about the current president. His TV show was a game. Losing our country is not a game to him. And I will always support that. But I'll also stand right there with my Bible. I will stand on my word. I will pray for him as I'm supposed to. He's still not Caligula. Is he, Joe? I mean, I know you know a little bit about Caligula. He's nothing like Caligula. You know, he hasn't appointed a horse as a senator. Done all the perversions that he did. Is he perfect? Absolutely not. Is there anybody in here perfect? Is there anybody in here wants all your dirty laundry aired? I'm going to put my hands in my pockets. I don't want anything I've done. Pray for him. Quit bad-mouthing him. Just pray for him. I pray for Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, always have. I don't like him, but I pray for him. Didn't like Osama bin Laden, but I prayed for him right here, didn't we? We prayed for him. When you said amen, you agreed with what I prayed. We prayed for him because he was just a pawn of the enemy. That's what this country needs, is for us praying for it. Praying for the church. We just prayed last week for a church that the devil got in there and did some bad things through somebody who was trusted, and that's not the first church within the last couple months that's had that happen. And I call them local if they're within 20 miles. The body of Christ is under an attack. Silly little things like tearing your hamstring and falling flat on your face on the pavement. That's an attack. And the devil's going to take every opportunity he can. He doesn't like you. Quit saying, God, why? You're hated. That's why. Isn't that enough? But I'm a Christian and I'm American. Everybody loves me. Oh, you really should have gone overseas. Please. The only people that really like you are the ones that are getting your money. Yeah, exactly. When they do interviews on the streets, people say, no, don't like Americans. They don't understand our freedoms. Some of them are wishing they did now. And that's why I like that Josh from England. Because he's seeing the truth. And that's what we need to pray for every country, for people to see the truth. They're not going to come to Christ if they're blinded. So let's take that opportunity, whenever the Holy Spirit stirs in us, to get up and pray. Now, y'all know me. I'm generally not one who jumps into really weird spiritual things. But there's sometimes things that God alerts you to and you get to know. Many of you know about the thing called the witching hour, right? Between 3 and 4 a.m. That's because in the demonic world, the spiritual world of all the false religions, witchcraft and all that, they do their stuff between 3 and 4 because it is believed that there is a closer, not necessarily an opening in the spiritual realm, but you're closer to getting into it. And I got that the other day and I'm like, huh. This morning I woke up, really had to go to the bathroom. I'm like laying there and I'm like, Lord, it's after 3 o'clock, isn't it? I got up. It was 3:45. Let the dog out because I wasn't the only one. And I spent the next 15 minutes praying in the Spirit. If God is waking you up between 3 and 4, pray in the Spirit. Spend that time praying. You don't always go back to sleep. Sometimes this morning I had no problem. I was still pretty tired. But I had no problem going back to sleep. Other days, well, I'm awake for the rest of the day. Anytime God wakes you up to start praying, you're like, why am I awake? It's 2 o'clock. I just went to bed a couple hours ago. Pray. You find you a place and you sit down and you pray in the Spirit and let the Holy Spirit move. You pray until that burden lifts. I started recently praying. I drive past I'll just tell you right now, it's a Buddhist retreat temple up here on 61. They bought it. If you don't understand what the, not Buddhist, Hindu, they are serving demons. There's a huge Hindu temple going in down by Delaware, behind the lake, behind Allen Creek. Huge. We can't do anything to tear that down. I can't go up here and take this down now. But what I can do is every time I hit that bridge that's at the edge of their property, and I go all the way around and I hit the edge of their property line, I can pray in the Spirit every time coming and going. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. I do not have to tolerate this stuff. See, there's a huge difference. We do not battle with flesh and blood, because I just read it to you. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. I live by the Spirit. I live. It's a win-win. So you win by praying. The Trump comes to your mind, pray for the president. Don't get mad. He's done some good things. I get it. He's said some awful, obnoxious things. I've never denied that. Maybe even done quite a few obnoxious things and awful things. When you find out what everybody has actually done, well, yeah. Let's not go bringing out their sins, because my Bible says, be sure your sins will find you out. You start that, you open the door. I want to keep that door sealed permanently. Jesus, bolt it, weld it, and then let's bury it. I don't want to go back. It's bad enough some of that stuff lives on up here. So from this day forward, let's not be moved. One, by false stories. Two, by narratives of people saying, we're never going to see anything. I never thought I'd see a Muslim as the mayor of New York and win so easily. I'm going to tax them. They're just going to move. Then who's going to pay your bills? Oh, that's right. All those people that are on welfare, you don't have money for welfare. Anyhow, getting political on some things that probably, I know the majority of you may agree, but it's not glorifying Christ. But our lives are supposed to. Our prayer time is supposed to. Quit praying against them. Pray for them. That they see, and you battle the spirits. Amen? Let's stand. Yes, this whole stinking thing here, I had a perfect voice until about 2 o'clock yesterday. Came in and it started getting less and less, and I'm like, what is going on? Well, the devil don't win, I can tell you that. A little hoarse sounding, doesn't hurt. And thank God for amplification. The devil doesn't win. It may look like it, but remember, skirmishes and battles, they aren't the war. It's who walks out on the other side of that. And I've read the end of the book. We win. Yes. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, once again to be a part of your body. Father, right now we pray for every church within 20 5 miles of us. Lord, I bless them. Holy Spirit, permeate their beings. Lord God, set things straight in each and every life. Lord God, may we all remember we're the body, that we're not individuals, that we are the body of Christ. Lord, I pray right now that you move. Move in us. Move through us. And Lord, help us to hold on to that faith. The faith in Jesus Christ and the freedom that he brought us. Lord God, as we do pray, Father, may each and every one of us remember to pray for those, to pray against the spirit, to go after the right source. Lord, the person that came through did not do it to us, but a spirit working through them. So, Lord, I bless your people today. I thank you. You're moving in their lives. You're directing their steps, Lord God. You're opening their eyes to the traps of the enemy. I thank you, Father, that you're moving miraculously in Jesus' name. Amen. I guess I can give you that today.